You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. When the summertime heat hits, it can be hard to get motivated about cooking, and that's where our next guest comes in.
This Food Friday, we decided to focus in on a dish that requires little or no heat, the salad. Our guest says salads aren't just Caesar or house. There are a lot of ways to shake up our idea of a traditional salad. She's here to help.
And we want to hear from you on this one. What is your favorite kind of salad to make in the summer? What's your favorite entree salad? How do you make it more filling? Call in and share your advice and your recipes at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Mindy Fox joins us now. She's a food writer, editor, cookbook author, and cooking instructor. She's the author of the book Salads Beyond the Bowl. Mindy, welcome to Central Time and welcome back to Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be here with you guys.
Now, when I'm making salad at home, I tend toward the boring and uncreative, I got to say. Some lettuce leaves, maybe other couple, you know, tomatoes, carrots, cucumbers mixed in there. You say salad can be a lot more than that. What do you include in your definition of salad?
Well, salad, I find, is one of the dishes that is a hard one to define, and that's a good thing. Because it really can be anything from just a few vegetables or fruits to a mixture of those things with grains, legumes or beans, nuts or seeds, eggs, pasta or potatoes, meats of all kinds, fresh herbs, cheeses of all sorts, and all kinds of other little things. Even popcorn shows up in some of my salads.
Now, in your book, you create something that you call elemental salads. What are those?
Well, that came about for me before I actually wrote this book. I noticed, and it was kind of one of the impetuses for the book, although the main motivation was because I'm just such a salad fanatic and I really can't get enough salads. But elemental salads for me are really simplifies the salad making process, which can be great for people who just feel overwhelmed by not knowing what to combine or having to make some complicated dressing. And an elemental salad for me is just a salad which has maybe four ingredients, really two or three generally, and a really simple dressing of just olive oil and some good flaky sea salt or olive oil and a few drops of vinegar or citrus. And I'll give you some examples. The one that people ooh and ah over almost the most when I talk about it is the salad with the shortest ingredient list in my book, which is blueberries, feta cheese, and mint. And basically, I'll give you the recipe right over the phone, right over the line here.
Great.
Get some great blueberries. Sprinkle in some crumbled feta cheese and some fresh mint leaves. Drizzle some olive oil over the top. Crumble some great flaky sea salt. And some fresh cracked pepper, and you have a delicious salad, which actually can be used before a meal, just like you might do with a traditional green salad, after a meal, which in parts of Europe they do with their traditional green salads, or as an accompaniment to things like lamb chops is great, or another meat, or hamburgers. It's a great side for hamburgers. So, you know, salads. Another point that I love to make about salads is that they don't just have to be the before or after the meal. They can very much be part of your meal, or two or three small salads can make up a meal in itself.
And Mindy, you put together two words that I don't often hear next to each other, salad and fanatic. How do you become a salad fanatic? What happened to make you a big fan of salads?
You know, I'm a big fan of, well, you guys welcomed me back to Wisconsin, and I don't know if listeners would know this, but I'm not a Wisconsin native, but I do go to school in your wonderful city of Madison. And while I was there, I actually worked at the farmer's market at the Capitol. And that might have been where I really fell in love with vegetables, because I had a real connection to the farmers at the market, and they have the most gorgeous vegetables there, as you both probably know. And I think my love of salads really stems originally from my love of vegetables. And as we talked about earlier, you know, it goes beyond vegetables to grains and legumes and I really love very fresh-tasting food and vibrant-tasting dishes, and I think the salad is a place where you really find, you get those really vibrant flavors of food and very, very fresh, clean food flavors. And so that's probably how I became a fanatic of salad.
Well, I think the farmer's market is a great place to do that. You're right. The vegetables there are, you know, are astounding, the array, and this is a great season to be getting excited about salads. Now, you've got summer season now, all this bounty from our garden. So what do you suggest putting together that makes the most of this season that we're in right now?
Well, one thing I suggest that people may not naturally gravitate towards is, for me, fresh herbs are a huge part of my salads. And I almost like to use them as additional salad greens. I will use, you know, whole or torn fresh basil or chopped chives. I like to snip the chives so they're not tiny, so you really get a nice biteful, like maybe snip them a half inch or 1 inch long. Every sorts of herb, you know, possible I love to throw in. You can, if you have a garden or you just like to buy herbs for other dishes, it's a great way to use them up by tossing them in with your greens into, you know, any sort of salad that you might be making. So that's one of my tips that is sometimes one of the more unconventional things that people don't realize they can do. And even celery leaves, from the inner stalks, from the inner heart of the celery bunch, make wonderful kind of herbs which can be chopped up or used whole in salads.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Mindy Fox about salads. She has a lot of creative, inventive ideas, and you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions on how to make a great salad or your own favorite recipes. We'll go to Tracy on the line in Green Bay now. Tracy, hi.
Hello. I've got a salad that I just kind of came up with on the fly. I don't think it's necessarily an original idea, but it was original to me. I didn't learn it from anywhere else, and I've gotten rave reviews on it every time I've served it. And it's just whatever greens you have on hand, whatever fresh vegetables you like, so that you can add what you want and leave out what you don't. And then I use as a filler any kind of lentil or you know, mixture of lentils, so black beans, garbanzo beans, peas. And then instead of traditional dressing, I use very, very ripe avocado and dice it up and then mix it in with all of the salad fixings. And then it just kind of forms this nice glaze over everything and the flavor of avocado plus, you know, some salt and pepper and then fresh garlic, you know, either tasted and mixed in with avocado before you add it or just diced very finely and add it in.
Tracy, thank you so much. That sounds great. And Mindy, a couple ideas. You mentioned legumes there earlier. She's talking lentils or beans maybe or peas. But getting very creative with the dressing idea, not really a dressing, but just avocado, salt, pepper, and a little garlic. It can be that simple.
I love what she said about that because one thing that I find is that people shy away from making salads because they think they may have to make a complicated dressing, but really something like your caller was just saying about using avocado, and there you have you get a creaminess from it, which she was talking about, how it coats the leaves and creates something nice and creamy and flavorful. And avocado has a richness to it, too. So salads can be filling, too. And I loved what the caller said about using pantry ingredients, too, because that's another point. I turn to the pantry quite a bit using canned tuna or canned sardines. You can get some really great, those omega-3 fatty acids, super healthy. Canned beans are wonderful for salads. And those are kind of things that I make a lot in the evening for, you know, a dinner salad that really feels satisfying and hearty. And using those kinds of ingredients with greens and with vegetables. And another thing that our caller brought up, which I thought was a terrific point, was use the vegetables that you like. And I think that's a great way to become a salad fanatic. Right? If you love, you know, fresh peas or carrots, or zucchini or whatever it is that you love. Tomatoes are coming in, and everyone, many people love tomatoes, wait for them all year long. Make that the sort of the star of your salad, and don't feel like you have to use a million ingredients.
Well, there's a recipe that you gave us. It sounds like one of these beautiful, satisfying entree salads. It's for green oak lettuce, fried green tomatoes, goat cheese, and then you top it off with chimichurri vinaigrette. It sounds amazing. A little more involved with the frying of the tomatoes and stuff, but how satisfying. Can you tell us a little bit about how to bring that one together?
Sure. Well, that one, really, we use green oak lettuce for this one, which is a specialty lettuce, which you might find at a farmer's market, or if you're a gardener, you might find you're growing that. But really, any green leafy lettuce can be used for this. And that's another point I just want to make as a side note. You know, most greens can be swapped for one another. If you can't find a specific ingredient, you can always, you know, just use what you can find. And this one, for people who love fried green tomatoes, which is also another ingredient that's coming up, is a wonderful recipe. It's a simple batter with cornmeal, and you get a nice crunch on the tomatoes. And then you stack them up with some crumbled goat cheese and put the lettuce greens and make a really nice vinaigrette. Chimichurri is a sauce that I decided to turn into a vinaigrette. And it's not a hard one to do that with because it has vinegar and olive oil already. And it's a cold sauce. It's an herb sauce, kind of a little bit spicy and garlicky. Your last caller might love this too because she mentioned garlic. Mm. It's a vinegar-laced Argentine sauce. And it's commonly spooned over steak, but here it's used over the green tomatoes and the lettuces with the goat cheese. And for those people who do love a little meat, it's a great salad with a simple grilled steak. Makes a terrific meal.
We're talking to cooking instructor and author Mindy Fox now about salads on this week's edition of Food Friday.
And we're taking your calls on this. Do you have questions about how to make better salads? You want to mix up your salad making this summer? If you have a favorite summer salad, let us know what it is. What do you bring when you have to bring a dish to a cookout or a party and you're the one who has to bring the salad? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And don't forget, we have two salad recipes from Mindy Fox posted there now.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation now about salads with Mindy Fox. She's the author of Salads Beyond the Bowl.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite kind of salad to make or to eat? Your favorite dressing, homemade or store-bought? What's your favorite ingredient? You got to get it into that salad. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. While you're there, check out two salad recipes from Mindy Fox. Now, Mindy, last week on Food Friday, we talked about making fridge pickles. I got excited. I did it over the weekend. Now, how about using pickled ingredients in our salads? Any recommendations for, say, pickled green beans, pickled, the old-fashioned pickled cucumber?
Yes, that's a big thing with me. I love using pickled ingredients in salads. And in fact, one of the two salads that you guys have on your website from the book has barely pickled red onions, and those are really quick pickles that just take about 10 minutes to make. You toss some thinly sliced red onion with vinegar and a little salt, let them stand for 10 minutes, kind of tossing them once or twice, then drain them, and you have a quick pickled red onion. And you can use that for all sorts of salads, not just the tomato salad that we have on your website, but can be used anytime. And those are really quick to make, and they really bring a nice acidic element to a salad.
How would you balance out an acidic element like that? What would that go well with?
You know, so what you want to do to balance that out is just have things that are not acidic. You know, most salads have an acidic element, whether it's from in your dressing with, you know, a citrus like lemon or lime or orange or some vinegar. So maybe use a little less vinegar. If you have a pickled element, you have a acid-based element like that, you would probably hold off on using much more vinegar on your salad than that, and just use some good olive oil, which will balance out the acid flavors, and have some great vegetables. You could have some nuts, which lend sort of a more, you know, they have fat in them, so they'll absorb some of that vinegar or play off it nicely. And there's just really going back to, again, the other flavors, the other things that you like to eat.
Well, let's go to our callers now. We've got Jill on the line with us in Rice Lake. Hi, Jill.
Hi. I'd like to share a farro-based salad.
And first of all, Jill, can you tell us what farro is?
Oh, farro is a grain. I'm not sure. It kind of, everybody thinks it's wheat germ or barley. I don't know. People look at it and go, oh, it's this. But it's actually farro, F-A-R-R-O, and it's a grain. And you cook it according to the package instructions and let it cool. And then I just add whatever vegetables I've got fresh. And so right now I'm looking at one I made the other day. And it has cucumbers, zucchini, cauliflower, red onion, orange peppers. Gotta have cucumber. Okay, stir that all in. And then just olive oil and balsamic vinegar and coarse salt and pepper and fresh ground pepper. And it's just really, really good. Really good and healthy.
Okay, thanks, Jill. That's a great idea. And getting some of those whole grains in there, something that will fill you up if that's one of your complaints about salads. So that's a way to make it filling. What do you think about all the other stuff that she put together there, Mindy?
Oh, my gosh. I love her. I think these callers are great. Jill talked about one of my favorite ingredients, and I love farro, and I love whole grains. And it's actually a very easy one to cook. It only takes about, I boil it like pasta in a salty water, and it takes about 18 to 20 minutes. I like to do it so that the farro has some bite to it, so it's tender but a little toothsome still, and that's great for texture. I love what Jill said about cucumbers. She got really passionate about it. Obviously, that's one of her favorite vegetables, and that's what I mean by building salads around things that you love, that you're passionate about. And then she mentioned coarse sea salt. And that's another one of my tricks. I love a good flaky or coarse sea salt, something that kind of dissolves on your tongue but also has some crunch to it. That just brings so much character to a salad, and it really helps draw out the flavors and make them bright of all the other vegetables and of the dressing. And she also talked about not making such a big deal about the dressing. A little olive oil, a little one of her favorite vinegars, balsamic, she mentioned, but you could really do any kind of vinegar in that salad. And I just thought it was a great combination of ingredients.
Jill, thanks.
And really flexible.
Thanks for that call as we talk about salads with Mindy Fox on this week's edition of Food Friday. Back to our callers now with Charlie and Ashland. Charlie, hi.
Hi, I have a question about durable vegetables that can withstand canoeing and backpacking trips and be out in the summer heat for a few days.
Oh, and still turn them into a salad. Great question, Charlie. Any advice, Mindy?
That is a great question. I mean, things like carrots are going to be a good bet. And you could even, carrots or cauliflower, broccoli, you could blanch them just a little bit before you pack them up for your trip so that they're not as, some of those vegetables can be a little hard to eat. I don't love to eat raw cauliflower and raw broccoli, but I do love to blanch them a little bit, which is just cooking them for a little bit, a few minutes in some boiling salted water. I like to salt the water pretty aggressively because it brings a lot of flavor to the vegetables, and then drain them. Some people then shock them in an ice water. So it stops the cooking, keeps them crunchy. That kind of thing would be great for a backpacking trip. Again, I would pack some canned sardines along too, and things like nuts. And what you would want to stay away from are things that smush easily, like tomatoes or herbs, fresh herbs that can sort of, that need refrigeration, sort of need to be handled more tender. In a more tender manner.
Mindy, very inspiring. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you guys so much. I had the best time, and I loved hearing from the callers, and everyone go out and eat salad.
That was Mindy Fox, food writer, editor, cookbook author, and cooking instructor. She's the author of the book Salads Beyond the Bowl. You can see a couple of her recipes on the Central Time Facebook page. I am inspired again. I want to get home.
Are we going to see this coming out of Rob's Test Kitchen?
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I like that idea of blanching a couple of those vegetables, the cruciferous vegetables that are a little tough, raw.
Yeah,
I don't like them
raw
in salads. Yeah, I think that's, I may experiment with that coming up.
Right. And I love the grains in the salad. That's
Me
something
too.
I don't do enough. I think I'm going to try that this
yeah.
summer. Yum. All right. Good inspiration there.